A local hunting guide strikes a plea deal with federal prosecutors. And port development is a popular topic this week in the Upper Lynn Canal. It's a KHNS Local News. I'm Margaret Friednauer. Those stories and more up next. About a year and a half after state and federal law enforcement agencies converged in Haines to conduct searches and seize records and hunting guiding equipment, charges have been filed against a local hunting guide. Assistant U.S. Attorney for Alaska Jack Schmidt filed the charges against Haines resident and big game hunting guide Ron Martin earlier this month. Martin is charged with five counts that include wildlife trafficking, false statements concerning wildlife, and violating the federal Lacey Act. The Lacey Act prohibits fish or game trade that has been illegally taken, possessed, transported, or sold. Law enforcement agents came to Haines in October 2011 and seized records and hunting equipment from Martin and associate guides. Since then, the U.S. Attorney's Office and U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service have been investigating and building a case. According to public court documents, Martin is alleged to have violated federal law in several cases between 2002 and May of 2011. Martin was a guide for black and brown bear and mountain goat hunts for at least a dozen clients during that time, mostly from Alberta, but also U.S. clients from Utah. An undercover federal agent also took part in a hunt in the course of the investigation. In some of the hunts, Martin is accused of falsifying the sealing certificates and hunt records, claiming a bear was taken in a different place and was shot. Because the hunt itself was allegedly illegal, the transportation of the animal is then considered also a violation. In an example of some of the charges, in 2009, Martin is alleged to have falsified the hunt record for two Alberta clients who hunted for mountain goat. The hunters claimed Martin as their guide on their records, while Martin listed someone who worked for him as an assistant guide as accompanying the hunters. In another hunt in 2009, a Utah client paid Martin to guide him on a bear and mountain goat hunt. The client failed to obtain the correct licenses. When he went hunting with Martin's assistant guide, the client killed a brown bear and then a mountain goat. When the assistant guide realized the client didn't have an appropriate goat tag, the guide claimed the goat harvest as his own. Martin allegedly submitted a hunt record claiming the client only took a bear on that trip. Martin is also alleged to have left clients alone while they hunted and killed bears after he claimed to be the registered guide for the trip. He is also accused of using several unregistered bait sites or taking brown bears near bait or unregistered bait stations, of failing to salvage meat from goat and bear, and other record falsifications. Martin is also accused of failing to properly record a doll sheep he hunted in the Yukon and not obtaining the proper export permit to bring the sheep across the Canada-U.S. border. The allegations against Martin take up 36 pages of court documents. The charges carry up to 5 years in prison, a maximum of $250,000 fine, and 3 years probation. Martin, who is represented by Anchorage attorney Brent Cole, signed the plea agreement on May 1st. In it, he agrees to plead guilty to the charges. In exchange, the federal prosecutor agrees to recommend Martin be sentenced to 3 years probation, 8 months of which will be spent in community confinement. The prosecutor also recommends a fine of $40,000 and that Martin be prohibited from hunting anywhere in the world for the next 2 years and anywhere in the U.S. for the next three. Martin also agrees to plead guilty to two misdemeanors in state court, one of unlawful taking of big game with bait and the second for a guiding violation. Martin's guiding license expired at the end of 2011, according to state records. Charges have not been filed against the assistant guide mentioned in Martin's court documents. U.S. Attorney Schmidt would not say if charges are yet to come against that assistant guide. Martin is expected to appear in court in Juneau on May 31st to formally enter his guilty plea. Assistant U.S. Attorney Schmidt said he would not comment on the lengthy investigation or case until then. Neither Martin nor his attorney could be reached for comment. Wednesday is a day of port development activities in the Upper Lynn Canal. As local officials and representatives from the state, Alaska Congressional Delegation, and mining companies gather to discuss port resources in both Haines and Skagway. Skagway, of course, is already a large exporter of Yukon resources. It has an ore terminal and port to support Yukon mining and exporting operations. Haines has fewer port resources, but the desire to explore more development possibilities. Darcy Kolbeck is the Haines Borough Executive Assistant. He said the Borough and Haynesport Development Steering Committee had the idea to tour the Skagway Ore Terminal to get a visual of Skagway's port resources.
Originally, it started as a field trip for the Port Development Steering Committee to go and actually see a physical ore terminal, so we all have an idea of what that looks like. How big is it? How much noise does it make? You know, how much storage is there? What do the trucks look like that bring ore to a terminal? And just to get it in our head, so when we're talking about something, we actually are kind of all visualizing the same thing.
Since then, the idea for the tour has evolved to include many more people.
And now, as you know, it's grown to include some of our staff from our federal representation and people from industry, and it's going to be a big networking meeting as well, both with the representatives that are coming and members of the Skagway Port Commission. So there should be a lot of information traded back and forth.
Port development ideas are still being floated by the steering committee and borough, and there are no defined plans for an ore terminal or changes to the port. But the State Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority has expressed interest in assisting Haines in any port development strategy or plan in regards to financing options or partnership opportunities. ADA representatives will be in Haines on Wednesday and will get a tour of Haines port facilities before the group heads to Skagway. After joining Skagway Mayor Stan Selmer for a tour of the ore transshipment facility, the group will lunch with the Skagway Port Commission and then tour the ore terminal. After returning to Haines that afternoon, the Haines Port Development Steering Committee will meet and have a presentation from ADA. Besides members of the committee, joining in the day's events are the Haines Mayor and Manager, a representative from Chilkoot Indian Association, representatives from Prophecy Platinum and Constantine Metal Resources, the State Department of Transportation, State Representative Doug Isaacson of North Pole, who co-chairs the Energy Special Committee and vice-chairs the Transportation Committee, and representatives from Senator Murkowski's and Begich's staff. We'll have more on the day's activities on our Thursday evening newscast. Two climbers were rescued off Mount Eaton this weekend in Kluane National Park in the Yukon. The climbers called in for help on Wednesday after being trapped on their descent due to poor weather and dangerous conditions. The weather also hampered the rescue attempts. Anne Morin, a superintendent with Parks Canada, told the CBC and Whitehorse that the climbers were in a remote part of the St. Elias mountain range. She said they were on their descent when they were weathered in and could not continue. Morin said visitor safety specialists based in Kluane were immediately dispatched along with a Parks Canada certified rescue helicopter. She said the team had to wait for a break in the weather to rescue the climbers. They were finally able to rescue them on Sunday. The climbers are from New Zealand and England and returned to Haines, where they were basing their trip out of. She said the climbers were a little dehydrated and malnourished because they couldn't make hot meals or have hot water, but they were in good spirits. She said one had some frostbite issues. Governor Sean Parnell left Southeast Alaska project funding mostly intact when he signed the capital budget on Tuesday, but he blocked the transfer of money from one older project to another. The legislature's capital budget called for taking $5 million out of $17 million set aside for a cruise ship dock in Hoonah. Lawmakers transferred that money to a planned aquatic center in Sitka. During an Anchorage press conference on Tuesday, Parnell said it was a bad idea.
That dock is still needed. The growth in passenger traffic, travel industry traffic, is creating jobs in Hoonah right down to our high school age level. And that money needs to stay there so that they can continue to build their economy there.
He said it's unfair to let one town, quote, rob another of its capital project funding. Sitka's Aquatic Center, which has other funding, will be part of the state-run Mount Edgecombe Boarding High School. Money for Hoonah's dock was in the 2011 capital budget. And Hoonah's municipal government and the local Icy Strait Point tourist attraction have clashed over its location. Parnell's budget director, Karen Rehfeld, said the project is still on track.
The mayor and others have been in touch with us to let us know that they are actually doing some of the geotechnical work now, and that it is moving forward. And clearly, if the $5 million had been reappropriated from the project for another community's project, they simply would not be able to move forward with it.
The governor did allow $2 million from the dock project to be transferred to the Huna Health Center. The Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium facility needs matching funds to begin construction of a new building. Rayfeld said Huna leaders told her office they supported that change, and since it was in the same community, the governor kept it in the budget. Skagway and Haines projects remain in the budget, including funding for Haines Airport improvements, Haines Highway reconstruction, and the Klahini River Bridge project. And $1.5 million remains toward Skagway's Gateway project and $4.5 million for ferry terminal modifications. For KHNS News, I'm Margaret Friednauer. Special thanks to Ed Schoenfeld and the CBC for help with this report. And just a reminder, join us for Talk Around Town this Thursday, May 23rd on KHNS, when host Deborah Schnabel and her guests will be discussing public access issues. That's Talk Around Town on Thursday at 10 a.m. on KHNS. Thanks for joining us for your local news on KHNS. We appreciate your support.